Hey, listeners, this is the last week to register for Secret Church 24 on Friday, April 19th. Together, we're going to walk verse by verse of the story of redemption in the book of Ruth, pray for the persecuted church in North Korea. You can register today by visiting radical.net/Ruth.
Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from radical.net.
Jeremiah chapter 40. Verses 2 and 3. The captain of the guard took Jeremiah and said to him, "The Lord your God pronounced this disaster against this place. The Lord has brought it about and has done as he said." Now, the context here in Jeremiah is Babylon has destroyed Jerusalem, is taking the people of God into exile. And here, this captain of the guard takes Jeremiah, who had been prophesying this all along, had been proclaiming that this would happen as a result of God's people's rebellion and sin against him. The captain of the guard says to him, "The Lord your God pronounced this disaster against this place. The Lord has brought it about and has done as he said." And there's a lot we could talk about here specifically in the context of Jeremiah, but what I want to point out very simply that we see all over the Bible is that God's word will always, always, always prove true. That what God has said, he will do. What God has promised, he will do. And I just want to encourage you with that today. Like when you read God's word and you see promises in it, you can bank your life on it. You can bank all of history on it. You can bank eternity on the promises of God. The Bible talks about Isaiah chapter 40, verse 8, "The grass withers, the flower fades, the word of God stands forever." Like even this world as we know it will not be as it is now in the days to come, but God's word will stand forever, which means God's word is worthy of your trust. And it means that the wise way to live is to build your life on God's word, to rise in the morning, to read his word, meditate on his word all throughout the day, to live according to it. God, help us to learn this, to believe this, and to live accordingly, to know that your word will always prove true, that you will do all that you have promised. God, we praise you for the reliability of your word, of your promises, that you will be with all who trust in you, that you will never leave us or forsake us, that you will uphold us with your righteous right hand, that you will give us everything we need according to glorious riches that have been made possible for us in Christ Jesus, that you will supply all of our needs, that we don't have to worry about anything because you are sovereign over everything and you love us, that you are working and will work all things together for our good as we trust in you. God, we could list promise after promise after promise for hour after hour after hour that we can bank our life on. So we praise you for your word, and we pray that you would help us to live with all of our trust in it and to make it known, God, in a world where there is so much unstable. Help us to proclaim the stability and security that are found in your word. We pray for people groups around the world who don't have your word, for the Western Kaohsiung people in East Asia. God, please cause your word to go to them that they might have this rock to stand on. Use your church to spread the gospel, we pray, to the Kaohsiung people, most of whom have little to no knowledge of your word or access to it. God, we praise you that your word always proves true, and those who trust in you and your word will see that in all of eternity. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.